Welcome back to our Divine Office celebration. While the Mass, one of the Masses today is going on at my parish, I'm here at home celebrating the Divine Office with you and hoping that this will become a beautiful prayer group. If we're a little behind on uploading the recordings, I really sincerely apologize. It's been crazy for people at Faith, Hope, Love Ministry the last week or so. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. And as I say, Lord, open my lips, I make the sign of the cross to begin the invitatory. And come, let us worship the Lord of creation. He enters his holy temple. So this is a special feast day, even though it's Sunday, it takes precedence over the fourth Sunday in ordinary time, the Feast of the Presentation. So I'm white today, the liturgical colors are white, I'm wearing white. And here we are to celebrate with God. Psalm 24, the Lord's entry into his temple for the invitatory. Christ opened heaven for us in the manhood he assumed. St. Irenaeus, the Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation. He enters his holy temple. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who is not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation. He enters his holy temple. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation. He enters his holy temple. O gates, lift higher heads, grow higher ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation, he enters his holy temple. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation, he enters his holy temple. O gates, lift higher heads, grow higher ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation, he enters his holy temple. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation, he enters his holy temple. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord of creation. He enters his holy temple. Now for morning prayer, let us pray the hymn, the song together. O Zion, waiting for the Lord, adorn and trim the bridal room. Keep watch with burning lamps of faith. Receive the bridegroom and the bride. O blessed Simeon, come forth, and late in life find promised joy. Reveal to all the nations a light that comes to be revealed to all. His parents bring and offer Christ, the temple, to the temple comes. He willed obedience to the law, though to the law he owed no debt. O blessed Mary, give your child, the Father's only son and yours, and offer him who paid the price that makes us a gift to God. Go forth, O royal queen, virgin, with gifts prescribed, present your son. He comes, salvation of us all, exhorting us to blessed joy. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, revealed to nations on this day, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving spirit ever one. Amen. The Psalmody. Simeon was a holy and devout man who looked for the redemption of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was with him. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Simeon was a holy and devout man who looked for the redemption of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was with him. Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God. Canticle from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Let all creatures praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you armies of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us take a moment of silent prayer. Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God. Antiphon 3, he is a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Psalm 149, the joy of God's holy people. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He is a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. Now we read. The reading from the Office of Readings is meant to shed light on the gospel passage of Christ's being brought into the temple, acknowledged by the priest Simeon and the prophetess and widow Anna. So here we're going to have a special reading from the Old Testament. It speaks a little bit about the law that the Simeon, that the parents of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, are fulfilling. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 13, exempting 6 or 7 verses. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Consecrate to me every firstborn that opens the womb among the Israelites, both of man and beast, for it belongs to me." Moses said to the people, "When the Lord your God has brought you into the land of the Canaanites, which he swore to you and to your fathers he would give you, you shall dedicate to the Lord every son that opens the womb, and all the male firstlings of your animals shall belong to the Lord. Every firstborn of an ass you shall redeem with a sheep. If you do not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn son you must redeem. If your son should ask you later on, 'What does this mean?' you shall tell him, 'With a strong hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, that place of slavery, when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go. The Lord killed every firstborn in the land of Egypt, every firstborn of man and of beast. That is why I sacrifice to the Lord everything of the male sex that opens the womb, and why I redeem every firstborn of my sons. Let this then be as a sign on your hand, as a pendant on your forehead. With a strong hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt.'" Responsory prayer. Zion, let your wedding chamber be prepared to receive Christ your King. The virgin conceived and gave birth to a son, yet she remained a virgin forever. She knelt in worship before her child. Simeon took the child in his arms and gave praise and thanks to God. The virgin conceived and gave birth to a son. Second reading from a sermon by Saint Sophronius, Bishop. Let us receive the light whose radiance is eternal. So we'll read this in place of a homily. In honor of the divine mystery which we celebrate today, let us all hasten to meet Christ. Everyone should be eager to join the procession and to carry a light. Our lighted candles are a sign of the divine splendor of the one who comes to expel the dark shadows of evil and to make the whole universe radiant with the brilliance of his eternal light. Our candles also show how bright our souls should be when we go out to meet Christ. The Mother of God, the most pure virgin, carried the true light in her arms and brought him to those who lay in darkness. We too should carry a light for all to see and reflect the radiance of the true light as we hasten to meet him. The light has shone and has dawned, the light has come and has shone upon a world enveloped in shadows. The dayspring from on high has visited us and given light to those who dwell in darkness. This then is our feast, and we join in procession with lighted candles to reveal the light that has shone upon us and the glory that is yet to come through us, through him, come to us through him. So let us all hasten together to meet our God. The true light has come. The light that enlightens every man who is born into the world, this world. Let us all, my brethren, be enlightened and made radiant by his light. Let all of us share in its splendor and so be filled with it that no one remains in the darkness. Let us be shining ourselves. Let us be shining ourselves as we go together to meet and to receive with the aged Simeon the light whose brilliance is eternal. Rejoice with Simeon. Let us sing a hymn of thanksgiving to God, the Father of the light, who sent the true light to dispel the darkness and to give all of us a share in his splendor. Through Simeon's eyes, we too have seen the salvation of God, which he prepared for all the nations and revealed as the glory of the new Israel, which is ourselves. As Simeon was released from the bonds of this life, when he had seen Christ, so we too were at once freed from our old state of sinfulness. By faith, we too embraced Christ, the salvation of God the Father, as he came to us from Bethlehem. Gentiles before us, we have now become the people of God. Our eyes have seen God incarnate, and because we have seen him present among us, and have mentally received him into our arms. We are called the New Israel. Never shall we forget this presence. Every year we keep a feast in its honor. And even though not strictly required, because we read this in place of a homily, let us pray the responsory prayer that would have gone that if we had read it as part of the office of readings. The glory of the Lord entered the temple by the eastward gate, and the house of God was filled with his splendor. His parents took the child Jesus into the temple, and the house of God was filled with its splendor. Having heard that powerful explanation of the spirituality, the meaning behind our liturgical celebration, let us go to the gospel canticle that he mentioned several times in his homily, the canticle of Zechariah, and pray it. When the parents of Jesus brought him into the temple, Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. Canticle of Zechariah. Make the sign of the cross in the first line as traditional. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father, Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When the parents of Jesus brought him into the temple, Simeon took him in his arms and gave thanks to God. Today our Savior was presented in the temple. Let us adore him as we say, Lord, may our eyes see your salvation. Christ Jesus, in obedience to the law, you desired to be presented to your Father in the temple. Teach us to offer ourselves to the Father with you in the church's sacrifice. May our eyes see your salvation. Jesus, Comforter of Israel, Simeon the just man, took you into his arms when you came into the temple. Help us to welcome you in our brothers and sisters. Lord, may our eyes see your salvation. Jesus, Desire of Nations, Anna the prophetess spoke of you to all who were awaiting Israel's redemption. Help us to proclaim you in our words and actions to all, so that all who yet yearn for your salvation may be blessed. Lord, may our eyes see your salvation. Lord Jesus, cornerstone of God's kingdom, you were destined to be a sign that is rejected. Be for those who acknowledge you the source of rising to new life. Lord, may our eyes see your salvation. Just like Father Rob told us yesterday, let's imagine that Jesus is saying yes to every prayer that we make on behalf of others this week. Let's remember that we may remember to pray, to intercede before the throne of God for others. Lord, may our eyes see your salvation this week. And if there's anything else you want to pray for or intercede for right now, pray that there will be an end to this war, for instance, in Eastern Europe, and help for the people who are suffering in our country. And for all of your personal intentions, Lord, may our eyes see your salvation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty ever-living God, we humbly implore your majesty that just as your only begotten Son was presented on this day in the temple, in the substance of our flesh, so by your grace, we may be presented to you with minds made pure, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Oh my gosh, there's just so much that I could say. So in your own life, maybe there are people who... Anyway, let's read. I'll show you. Let's read the passage that was liturgical for today from the Gospel of Luke. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, and you can do Lectio Divina on it if you wish. Maybe close your eyes and listen attentively as I read this to you. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your, for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And again, it's standard, though not, of course, we're not legalists, we're not forcing this on you. Can you go back and silently read it again, just so that you can take into yourself more of God's word and consider what he might be saying to you personally through these events and these people and these inspired words. So again, there's several things you could talk about. You talk about Anna the prophetess as a model, especially for Luke, would have been familiar with this. We could read our whole commentary about religious women and talk about the origin of that in the widows of 1 Timothy. We could talk about how Luke would have known these people in various ways from his community. So it's very elegant that he finds a tradition of something so similar in the Jerusalem temple. Really, probably the easiest and the most thing that relates to most of the liturgical prayers, you could talk about the relationship and the difference between the Old and the New Covenants centered around this temple building. You know, that could be an interesting reflection. For people, it makes me wonder in my own life experience, and again, bringing our own concerns, questions, and experiences to God in Lectio Divina is primary. You know, how many, first off, if we were here, I'd ask you to identify or help me summarize the passage or identify a part of it that stood out to you. And then after that, we would retell briefly the action of the passage. And then we would have a time to respond to God, to sit quietly with God and offer a prayer back to God, either in words or just in silence, asking God, you know, responding to this word the events of the sacred scriptures and anything that maybe we thought was being heard by us personally. And then you rest, or you thank God. If you've received something that you want to thank God for, you rest in the knowledge that God has given you. That's the fourth step of Lectio Divina. In the Ignatian style, the simplified Ignatian style. I guess there's all different styles and ways of doing it. But you know, there are many people, often non-denominational Christians, who say that Christ abolished organized religion. And I wonder, have you met anyone who says that organized religion is evil, or that the Catholic Church is evil because it continues the Old Testament's organized religion? So again, there are some things there we can all relate to. I mean, we've got the widows, we've got the nuns, we've got the priest, the official priest, doing the ritual, introducing someone into the community, marking them into the covenant. And yet we recognize that the circumcision Christ undergoes is not the same thing as baptism, you know? We talked about that a little bit when we did our baptism of the Lord. The OT circumcision doesn't give you any transformation. It doesn't give you what's known as a sacramental character. So it's not as if baptism is a nicer, less painful version of circumcision that's related to professing faith in Christ. But rather, baptism actually does something to us. It changes us. It imprints a sacramental character on us, so that we are always changed and empowered by God's Spirit in a different way after that event than before. Whereas, you know, you just get entrance into the community with circumcision. Yes, the Spirit can come upon you, but it's not traditionally considered to have that transformative effect on your soul that we call a character.